welcome you to Little Swatara. Thank you so much for joining us here. And we are so thankful for the weather change. Did anyone enjoy the warm weather? Wasn't that incredible, the warmer temperatures? Did anyone get in a pool? No one got in a pool with the warmer temperatures? Well, it has been such a glorious week, and we are so thankful for a God that changes the seasons and also changes our lives. For we know that He brings us joy, we know that He brings us newness, and we are so thankful to be gathered here as the body of Christ, serving Him and worshiping Him this morning. Just want to highlight just a few things. If you haven't marked your calendars already, the official dates are July 10th to 14th. From 8:30 to 11 for Vacation Bible School. Be informed, that's not only for our children here at Little Swatara, that's for the children in our community as well. So no matter your age, we encourage you to invite at least 5 to 10 people to come to Little Swatara's Vacation Bible School, which is called Hero Central this year. So we'll hear many stories about heroes throughout the week. And this year we've decided the funds are going to benefit Kobe's. So we're excited to be able to raise funds during that week through the children's office offerings for the Kobe's ministry that they have in Lititz. We also just want to highlight June 11th is our Children's Sunday. It is just one service here at Little Swatara, and we'll have Chris Ivy. He's a character juggler. And again, this is for anyone. Church is not just those that have been attending Little Swatara. We invite the community to be with us this morning, and we are very thankful for those that are here, but continue to invite others to be part of these things. A great outreach through Chris Ivy's ministry. And then we'll travel from that first service at 10:30 to the pavilion, and we'll be having a picnic luncheon together. There'll be chicken, there'll be hot dogs, and there'll be drink provided. And if you're able to bring a covered dish to share or something to share, we would very much appreciate that. And then on that Saturday, June 17th, is the Car, Truck, Tractor, Motorcycle Show. So if you're interested in any additional information leading up to that or entering a vehicle, we just encourage you to see Brother Paul Swigert, and he'll gladly enter your vehicle. I believe you can enter it on the day of the event as well. So we encourage you to bring any of your car, truck, tractor, motorcycles out to that event, and there'll be some children's ministry happening that day as well. And I believe they're still looking for some volunteers to help alongside that. So we encourage, if anyone's willing to help with children's ministry, to see Sarah or Greg Bryant, and they would love to have your help. And then we want to just highlight that June 4th is our graduate Sunday here. We'll have a special time sharing in those that have graduated and being able to just bless them as they move on to the next chapter of their lives. So those are the announcements we have this morning, as well as men's ministry breakfast being canceled. It's being Memorial Day weekend, so there will not be men's ministry breakfast. But next Sunday is broadcast Sunday, second service, so we look forward to everyone gathering for Memorial Day weekend. We know many of you will be out and about, but if you can come back for church, that would be totally awesome. Any other announcements we'd like to highlight this morning? It's good to see so much happening here at Little Swatara, and we're thankful for those that are involved behind the scenes that we don't even realize what goes on that makes these events happen, and we encourage you to participate in them. All right, let's turn to number 669. That is our call to worship this morning, number 669. A mighty wind has blown. The Spirit is with us.
Just as Jesus promised.
God's Spirit moves among us and gathers us together.
God's Spirit gives us power and calls us to serve the world.
God's Spirit is poured out upon us. Worship God with joy. Would you please rise and join us in our opening hymn, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, number 71.
Thank you.
We recognize this morning that we can have joy despite the situations happening around us. We can have joy in our pain. We can have joy in our happiness because we know that our joy comes from the Lord. The joy is the strength that the Lord gives us through these times. Are there any joys or concerns you'd like to share with your church family this morning?
I got one that's perfect for you, Matt. This Wednesday, I was told that my job is moving to Austin, Texas, and not that I am moving to Austin, but that my job is moving. So they particularly chose me to not go forward with them as an organization. So initially, I'm kind of like, wow, you know, it's a little tough to take. And then I started to realize the joy of not having all of the concerns that that I've carried in the last 2.5 years with this organization. There is a lot of joy in those words, even though initially there's a lot of shock. But okay, I've got concern too about my future, but we have been so blessed by God, and we know that His hand is with us and providing for us and sustaining us. So it's all joy, it's just a matter of perspective.
Thank you so much for sharing.
I just ask that we keep Bud in prayer right now. He's at the Schuylkill Church of the Brethren delivering their sermon this morning. So just keep him in your prayers.
I guess many of you know that there was a tragic accident in our neighborhood this week. The little Hoover boy was accidentally backed over by his father, but there's more tragedy to the story that this family lost a baby girl in September. She only lived 2 days, and this family is a young, hardworking Mennonite family, and they are really struggling. They need a lot of prayer. So some people might think other things because this happened, but this is the work of God, and let's be with these people.
Yes.
My wife fell yesterday, and she sprained both of her legs, and she tripped, hoping she could come home today.
That's Dorothy?
Yeah.
Dottie?
Yeah, okay.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your constant care. We thank you for your love that's unfailing and unconditional. We thank you, Father, for the compassion that you pour out upon each of us. Father, you're very familiar with the struggles, the pain that we endure on a daily basis. Father, you know the uncertainty of our futures that are before us. And we're just praying, Father, for your strength. We're praying for your guidance, and we're praying for your continued joy that we find in our salvation, that nothing can take that away from us as we trust and believe and have hope and faith in your Son, Jesus. We lift up Dorothy this morning and know the fall that she's had and the pain that she's experiencing now and the medical provision she's experiencing. But Father, we're also asking your touch upon Dorothy this morning and praying that today would be the day she could come home and be with Rufus. And we thank you for the way you work with modern medicine and allow the two to collaborate. But we know the miraculous work that you have done in so many lives. And we just continue to pray for Rufus and his recovery and ask that you would bring him back to full health. And you know the way he was formed, and just allow him to experience newness in his life. We pray for Ruth and John Hoover as well this morning, and for Carl and Faye Balsbaugh, and for Earl and Grace Miller, for Carol and Pete Sanchez, and ask, Father, that you would give them strength, that you would allow their health to increase and their family situations to find healing and restoration, and to continue to guide and direct them in their path of life right now. And we just thank you, Father, for the way that you have moved. We think of our sister Lugva and her safety having been secured. And we just pray for the remainder of those that are still being held in captivity and not free right now. And we pray that if it would be your will, Father, in Jesus' name, you would allow all those individuals that are being held by the Boko Haram to be released. And we ask, Father, against the enemy, Father, that you would allow the salvation message to go forth, that it would be secured in those areas, and the enemy would even hear it and know too that they can be saved and no one is excluded from that salvation. We lift up our sister Esther Yenser and Bonnie Schwenk and John Kruger and Dottie Lutz and Rob and the family of Larry Widener and the Weaver family. And we lift up Vera Gross and Donovan and ask, Father, for your continued healing over them. Encourage them, strengthen them. Let them know your nearness in a very, very powerful way this very day. We lift up our brother Tim and so thankful for the way that you have brought him this far. And our sister Ruth, Father, you are just amongst their lives, and we're so thankful for the way that you provide in their needs. And we ask for comfort, and we ask for continued protection over them and healing, Father, if it be your will. And we lift up our brother Carl Brightville, who's at Stone Ridge Town Center now, and just ask that you would encourage him in his moment of life and just allow him to know our support and our encouragement as he's in that location with rehab. And we do think of many that have lost loved ones, and especially right now in this very moment, we lift up the Hoover family. And Father, you know what they're going through, losing children, not just one, but a baby as well. And we pray for strength. We pray for the community of faith to reach out and to support them and to understand and to be able to come alongside them and show love in powerful ways. And we just thank you for our brother John, all that he does at church here. And we know, Father, the sudden news he's received, but pray for your direction. We know, Father, you already know the plans you have for his life. And we just ask, Father, you would give him that wisdom. You would give him the knowledge to know exactly the steps that he's to take, and just give him peace through this entire discernment process. And we just thank you for Bud and just the ability for him to be able to share a message. And we just lift him up right now and just empower him and give him the words to speak this morning while he shares a message at another Church of the Brethren. And we just look ahead to Vacation Bible School and pray now for the helpers, Lord, that you would give them energy, you would give them the words as they work with children and how formative those years are. And we pray that as parents, as grandparents, we would consider how godly we are as individuals, that they would be able to see you through our actions and through our words. And we pray, Father, now for these next few moments as we confess our sins, that we would receive your forgiveness. So, Father, we just ask in this moment of silence, you would hear our confessions and the prayers upon our hearts. Father, there's just no words to describe how thankful we are, how much we are so overwhelmed by the cross and what that means to each of us, that our salvation is secure through the forgiveness of sins, and we know that the tomb is empty. And Father, we rejoice this morning because of the salvation that we have. But we know, Father, many still are searching. Many are still wondering who this God is. Who is this Jesus? And we pray, Father, we would be a light into their world. That as we share, as we interact with them, they could see the difference that you have made in our lives, the old self and the new self, and the way they contrast. And we are so thankful for what you have done in so many people's lives here at Little Swatara and in this community. We pray for other churches as they're gathering this morning for their worship, that you would be with each pastor, be with each member of their flock, and the visitors that have come forth, Lord, allow them to know your presence, to know the gospel message that Jesus saves. And we are so thankful for that good news this morning. And we just pray now we would continue to worship you as we listen in on the senior choir and know that you are indeed a shelter in this storm. Thank you, Father, for meeting us here this morning. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. opportunity, and we pray we would be able to do so with cheerful hearts, recognizing the many ministries happening here at Little Swatara and the many ministries we support outside of Little Swatara. And so your gifts go for a cause and for a purpose and to make a difference. So we thank you, each one, for your gifts this morning. Would you pray with me? Father God, we are tremendously thankful for the way that you have given gifts to us and enabled us provisions in our lives. And now we take pause and we take time to return to you a portion of all that we have received. And we pray, Father, that we would do so with abundant and cheerful hearts, knowing that joy flows forth from doing so. And we pray for the difference that these funds make in this church and in this community and in this world. And we pray, Father, that they would be put to good use and good stewardship would be used in distributing them. And it's in the great name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
of you guys have pets? What kind of pets do you guys have? What?
I have two dogs, like my dogs, and two cats, five fish, and that's it.
What do you got, LJ? Two turtles? Lots of fish. Let's go with you have a lot of pets. What do you have, Graham?
A dog.
A dog? What do you got, Ben? A lot of cows. Cows make great pets. I have a story for you about a guy named Chandler who has a pet parakeet.
I know what those are.
Do any of you know what a parakeet is?
A parakeet is a nice little bird who's not afraid of humans, and they're really nice.
A parakeet's a bird, just so you know, so the story makes sense. When Chandler was a boy, he had a pet parakeet. The parakeet's name was Pete. Chandler spent hours upon hours playing with Pete, and he even taught him how to talk. He would say, "Pete's a pretty bird, pretty boy, pretty boy." He usually left the cage open while he left for school. So when he got home, do you know what the parakeet would do? He would fly over to Chandler as soon as he got home and land on his shoulder. Chandler really loved that bird. Do you know how he showed the bird how he loved him?
By being kind to him.
By being kind to him.
Because parakeets are very delicate birds. You have to be gentle with them and make sure they, like a little, the first time you get them, you need to teach them how to fly, talk, and you need to teach them to do tricks.
Yeah.
And be very gentle.
Do you think Chandler took care of Pete?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He would clean out of his cage. He made sure he had plenty of food and water. One of the most important ways of showing that he loved him was by taking care of him and spending time with him. Now, if I came over to your guys' house and saw you guys interacting with your pets, do you think I would be able to tell that you loved him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I bet our pets love us too.
And you bet the pets love you too?
Mm-hmm.
I think so too. How would I be able to tell that the pets love you or that you love the pets?
By playing with them.
Playing with them?
Every day after I get to school, every single animal on the farm, they all love me because I take good care of them. They would all run up to me. Sometimes they even jump on the bus to get to me.
How else would I be able to tell? By seeing you play with them? How about, do you guys pet the pets?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the ones that you're able to catch. How about feed them?
Mm-hmm. If we didn't feed
what about grooming them?
Mm-hmm.
Give them a bath?
Yeah.
That's a little hard for some animals. And how about walking them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A cat you can take on a walk.
Some cows you can take on walks.
Some horses you can even take on a walk.
It is important to remember that it isn't enough to just say you love your pet. Loving isn't by saying it, it's by your actions. It is something you do. It is the way you act towards someone or something. Now let me ask you a question. Do you love Jesus?
Yes.
Yes? How does Jesus know that you love him?
Because you praise to him every single day.
You praise him?
And after you complete your circle of life, you're with him. Like my Trixie, my horse, she passed away.
How does Jesus know that you love him? How else would he know? You believe in him? What can you do to show Jesus that you love him?
Being kind to him.
Being kind to him? Praying? It's a kind of difficult question to answer, but I think I have a way to help you know. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus gives his disciples the answer to that question. Jesus said, "Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them." Is it enough to just say that we love Jesus? No, we have to show it through our actions, right? Yeah? And we have to do the right thing. Do you guys do the right thing? You try to? So what are some ways we could show our love to Jesus?
By being kind to him, not doing bad things, being good.
The Bible has a good way, good place. The Bible is a good place for us to look and see how we can answer that question. I made a list. Perhaps you can think of some more than this, but I'll give you my little list. How about loving one another? How about worshiping him? Mm-hmm. What if you tell others about him? Mm-hmm. How about you talk to him in prayer? Mm-hmm. How about you read his word? Mm-hmm. And how about you forgive others like he forgives us? Yeah? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are quick to tell you that we love you, but we know that we need to show our love to you. Help us to show our love for you, just as you show your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys can go back to your seats. Thanks for joining me.
In Philippians 4:4, the New Living Translation says this: "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice." There's fantastic news this morning's friend. Whatever is missing, wherever there is pain, whatever you need, God will help. God will comfort. God will provide. And we know this because God has done it before. And nothing is more beautiful than restoration. The pit of despair, rock bottom, as we call it, to the mountaintop of rejoicing, full of joy. Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to stay on that mountaintop? Wouldn't it be awesome to know that we can always have joy? Well, the good news this morning is this: we can. We all have discovered that worrying will get us nowhere. And we know that the joy of the Lord will give us the strength we need. But yet we've seen it happen before. A friend will withdraw. They'll isolate themselves. They're not who they were. They may stay in bed all day. They'll hardly eat. Their emotions are a wreck. And they can't seem to focus on anything. And before long, it becomes obvious to us they lost their joy. They've hit rock bottom and life has become meaningless. They may say, "What's the point of anything anymore?" And they start to think. They start to ponder. They start to wonder, "Why is this so hard? Am I doing something wrong? Is it supposed to be this difficult?" In our scripture reading from 1 Peter 1 this morning, the people reading it may have thought these very thoughts. New to the faith, they were already being abused and persecuted, as if they were doing something wrong because they believed in Jesus. They may have thought, "Really? Are you serious? Is this what following Christ is going to be like?" So Peter writes this letter to encourage them, to encourage us to hold on to our faith. You see, the world, the people around us, can take everything we own. They can beat us down. They can call us names. They can take us to no end. But friends, they can never take our joy in the faith we have in our Lord. We're comforted this morning knowing the promise of eternal life. No matter how challenged we are to live holy lives in the darkest of times. We know the joy never ends. But the question remains, what do we do when life has us backed up against the wall? Do we reach for the chips and the ice cream, hot fudge cherries and whipped cream and all? Do we retreat to our room, slam the door, cuddle with our pillow, sobbing never to come out? Or do we grab that credit card from our wallets and we'll go shopping to ease the pain? Friends, we must realize, as Nehemiah 8:10 reads, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Would you say that with me this morning? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Often, the greatest comfort is realizing that we are not alone. Others have traveled this path. Jesus himself have endured the same struggles that we're enduring. So I invite you this morning to turn to 1 Peter 1, 3-9. You can listen in, follow along on the screen, or follow along in your Bibles. 1 Peter 1, 3-9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief into all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank You. We praise You this morning for the inheritance that is kept in heaven for each of us, and which through faith is being shielded by Your power until the coming of salvation. We look forward to that day when Jesus will be revealed and that we'll see Him face to face. But for now, for a little while, we may endure suffering and all kinds of trials, but yet, because of this salvation, we greatly rejoice, because we recognize, we are convinced that all of this life is temporary, and what You offer us through our faith and belief and our hope and our trust in You is that joy of our salvation, that one day we spend eternity forever with You, and how we each look forward to that day. May we remain faithful as we live on this earth. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a northern part of Alaska where missionaries were trying to translate the Bible into the culture's native tongue. Now, when you translate the Bible in any culture, there's often difficulty in translating certain words. For example, white as snow might equal white as cotton wool in a culture where snow never exists. But in what we'll call the Eskimo language, there wasn't an ample word for joy. So these translators struggled, and were getting nowhere real fast. But one day, they noticed the happiest, The most joy-filled moments in their village were in the evening when they fed their sled dogs. They'd go out and the dogs would yelp and wag their tails and get super excited. And so out of that experience, they found their word for joy. Wag the tail. So when you translate our opening verse in Philippians 4:4 Eskimo style, it would read like this. Wag your tail. And again, I say, wag your tail. Friends, I feel as though there is a lot of whale tail wagging here at Little Swatara. We know where our joy comes from. Our joy comes from the Lord. Amen? We're not like this army chaplain who had a sign on his door that said, if you have troubles, come in and tell me about them. If you don't have troubles, come in and tell me how you do it. Friends, we know how to do it. It's surprisingly quite easy. We find the things that bring us joy. Yet we can't give what we don't have. So we add joy to others by storing up our own. If joy were a letter from God, it would be in your mailbox every single day. Now you can imagine what it felt like when the Cubs finally won the World Series. The jumping up and down, the hugging, the high fives, the cheering, even tears of joy. It was overwhelming due to that nail-biting win. One look at those Cleveland Indians and it confirmed everything. Emotions, you see, don't take much to trace. That even has faded, but the accomplishment became a source of joy. When Paul tells us to wag our tails or to rejoice always, we know that life can get rather unusual. So what it takes to keep the joy is to choose. Choosing joy, therefore, becomes a spiritual discipline. It's something we must do every day despite our circumstance. Find joy in reading the scripture. There's so many promises that calm our daily grind. Ask for prayer. We're a family of God, and it's with great joy that we raise our hands and share joys and concerns among us. May that increase. You see, we're here to hold each other up. Spend time with this family. Invest in one another. You know, we all probably have a list of things that bring us joy. Maybe it's a campfire with wonderful chat with friends. Maybe it's a time at the beach in that chair watching the waves go in and out on the sand. Maybe it's gazing at the stars or reading your favorite books. Perhaps golfing or horseback riding or playing guitar or walking or hiking. You name it, there are many joys among us. You see, it's all about filling that tank with joy. But friends, do not forget to choose joy in our Lord. These things are great, these things are fantastic, but the joy in the Lord has no comparison because we've learned that it never ends. All these joys we mentioned will pass away, but that salvation that has been secured by grace through faith lasts forever. You can always tell how much faith someone has by how much joy they display. C.S. Lewis blows our mind as usual with his insight on praising what we enjoy. He says this, I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses but completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It's not out of compliment that lovers keep telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete until it's expressed. It's frustrating to have discovered a new author and not to be able to tell anyone how good he is. To come suddenly at the turn of the road upon some mountain valley of unexpected grandeur and then to have to keep silent because the people with you care for it no more than for a tin can in the ditch. To hear a good joke and find no one to share it with. The Scotch Catechism has it right when it says this: man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. The question we ask ourselves this morning, are we enjoying God? We shall know then that these become the same thing. Fully to enjoy is to glorify. In commanding us to glorify Him, God is inviting us to enjoy Him. Isn't Lewis fantastic with these words? When we tell others what we appreciate about them, or that we see the good that they did, we build joy into their hearts and into our own. So it is quite easy, friends. Discover what fills up the people around you. I'd encourage us even to make a list of what brings joy to your hearts and to wag your tails and to practice them. Andy Stanley has great advice. He says, do for one what you can't do for all. Build in joy whenever you recognize the opportunity. The more we practice, the better we'll get. How amazing would it be that the community starts wagging their tail because of the tail wagging happening here at Little Swatara? We know joy is intended to be contagious. Have you ever walked by a complete stranger and crack a smile and realize they'll smile back at you? I had to put this to the test when I was in a store the other day, and every single person I passed by and smiled at, guess what? They smiled right back at us. It's almost as contagious as a yawn. You see, Jesus has given us reason for joy. It is in His presence. When we worship, we're focused on that presence. So friends, let's unleash joy in our church. Let's unleash joy in our communities and grow in Christ together and serve with significance. It's not just about getting her done. It's about the joy that comes from being a part of what God is doing in and amongst us. It's funny how when we watch for joy and seek to give joy, it comes right back at us. Let's see this week how many times we can build joy in the people around us. Let's be like this preacher who took a man in and nursed him back to health after he'd been lost in the desert for days. The man began to feel better and he asked, how do I get to the nearest town? And the preacher tells him, and he even lends him his own horse. But he says to the man, now there's something rather special about this horse. You have to say thank God to make it go and amen to make it stop. The guy was anxious and filled with joy. And he says, okay, and gets on the horse and says, thank God. Sure enough, the horse starts walking. A bit later, he says even louder, thank God, thank God. And the horse begins to trot. By now, he's starting to feel really brave. I can get to this town even quicker. So the man says, thank God, thank God, thank God. And the horse is soon at full speed. But the man soon realizes that they're headed straight for a cliff. And he begins to yell, whoa, horsey. And the horse just keeps running. He's panicked. The cliff is getting closer and closer. And he's yelling, whoa, stop, hold on. And finally, he remembers, amen. And the horse stops within inches of the cliff's edge, almost throwing him over its head. The man, panting with his heart racing and sweat rolling down his brow, sits back in his saddle. And he looks up to the sky and he says, thank God. We all know the end of the story. But friends, we can't say it enough. There is so much joy in our salvation. We have so much reason to wag our tails. We have so much reason to rejoice and have smiles upon our face. We know that this is only one life, one opportunity to make a difference in the lives of another. Would you accept the call this morning to wag your tails and spread joy in this church and in this community. Amen. Joy in the Lord. There is strength in the Lord. There is encouragement in the Lord. And as we face this day and the days ahead, may we find that joy through our salvation. May we continue to trust in Him. May we continue to have hope in Him, knowing that His hope and the trust that we have in Him will never fail. Let us go forth wagging our tails, rejoicing and sharing God's love with others. Amen. Amen.